Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Let's see. All right, it started recording. Cool. Cool. All right. Hey, everybody. Good to see you all. If you guys noticed about my voice, yes, I'm very exhausted. It's 5:17 in the United States Central Time, and I'm tired, but I'm here. I am literally here with EQ, or y'all remember him as the WizKid. I'm sure you guys remember from literally almost 2 years ago. He was here, season two. September 9th, I believe, September 9th, 2021. He was here and we had so much to talk about. It was such a fun conversation, which the interview now has amassed over 133 plays since then. So that's really great and amazing. So he's back and we got so much fun to talk about, and it's a pleasure always speaking to you, and I'm so happy that you're finally here and that it's a little reunion thing. So welcome and thank you again.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Musical.ly, for having me on here. Yes, it was an absolutely amazing experience the last time I was on here as well. And it's a honor and pleasure to be back on the podcast, on this interview again. And yes, thanks for your time and thanks for having me on here. L really looking forward to it.
Definitely. And speaking of looking forward to, let's talk a little bit about Money Moves because that was your first project in a while. I know before then you made another one, but it was a year ago. So tell me a little bit about this new single that's out.
Awesome. So yes, Money Moves is kind of like my mindset of 2023, and basically it is a visionary kind of song. Basically, as well as it is my first song of the year, it is also the mood I've set for this year, and basically it's the way I'm gonna go about 2023. So it's like a futuristic visionary kind of mixed in with realistic perspective of mine on how things were, how things are, and how things are gonna be from here on. And it was my first record of this year, as I said, and definitely not my last.
Definitely. And firstly, I love the song. I'm not lying to you. I was literally like before I was at work and on my lunch break, I was literally listening to Money Moves. I was literally listening to it on repeat for the whole 30
Wow.
minutes. And it was not until I turned off my Bluetooth and I had it blasting and my colleagues were like, "Who's that playing? Who is that?" And
That's amazing.
after
What? That's so dope.
yeah, but anyway, it's such a great track.
Thank you.
And I love that it matches with 2023. And speaking about this new year and resolution and all, what are your goals for, this year? What are you looking forward to doing? Update us a little bit. What are you exactly doing, this year coming up?
Right. So basically, as you had mentioned a bit earlier, it was my first record, Money Moves, after a long time. And what my goals are for this year is to totally not just outdo my last year, but outdo all my years combined. Basically, what I mean is, like, if in 2012 I started freestyling and acquired that talent, and if 2010 I acquired the songwriting kind of talent, and progressively over the years, whatever talent I've acquired and skills in the music industry, I wanna outdo all my years combined performance in this year. And I kind of remember from our last interview that you had asked, what is the future looking like for my career? And I did say that, by 2022, June, July, I want to be famous all over the world. And the traction changed a little bit because of things that happened in my career, as in I started day job, which kind of put off my goals. For 2023, basically, I want to fulfill that goal I had for July 2022, and I want to really make it happen by this year, as in, not just for being famous, but because, I want my music to succeed. I want people to listen to it. I want people's lives to be changed by it. I want people to get motivated, inspired by it, by my life story, which I also talk about in my lyrics, in my songs. But I haven't given away a lot of my story, of my background, in my songs, because, as they say, save the best for the last. And that's what I'm doing this year. And this year is going to be like my make it or break it kind of year, where I'm going all out and definitely going to make it happen.
That's really great. I'm so proud of you for just
Thank
pushing
you.
through, definitely.
Thank you,
And
sir.
speaking about the day job, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of musicians like yourself that's pulling in double joints. And I want to exactly know, what are the challenges to balancing different things on your plate, different hats? What are the challenges, what are the positives and negatives of, balancing those and still having, a career going?
Right. So, some people do say that, whatever your dream is, whatever your goals are, vision is, to go all out on that. But that does have two sides to it. Whereas, a person who is fortunate enough to not have to do a day job and pursue their dreams, what we would call people with the day job, a side hustle. People are fortunate to not have to go through balancing a day job and your night job, aka side hustle. They can kind of do this successfully if they have the right knowledge, obviously the talent, and talent does not just come to you. You have to work at it day in, day out to acquire talent and get better at it. So it is not an easy thing, because obviously someone with a day job is compromising on the time that they can invest into the music career. But on the flip side, why it is good is because the music industry does cost in order for you to be successful. As in, if you have a song and you want to release that song, you can straight out just go ahead and release that song. But what makes sense more is if you had a good amount of money to promote that song with like advertisements and flyers, and obviously, flyers would require designers, and then sometimes you need photographers or video people with talent in videographers or editors, animators, whatever it is, it requires money in the music industry. So in order for you to get the payout, you first have to invest not only time but money. So for people who are kind of in that challenge of how do I make my music career just take off at the same time maintain a day job, it all comes down to how bad do you want it. And one good example is, for example, Logic, the rapper. The reason I became a rapper was after I heard one of his songs back in 2013. And Logic had a day job and a night job. After that, he used to go to a second job. He used to work till about 11 o'clock in the night, is what I'd read or heard somewhere. And then he used to come back and hustle on his music career to like 2, 3, 4 in the morning, sleep for like 3, 4 hours, go back to his day job. And he did this day in and day out. And even after doing that, he released his mixtapes where he did not generate money from those mixtapes initially. And he just had his vision, and he was consistent, he was focused, and because he believed. Intention of acquiring fame or money. He did it for his passion, but going back to how bad do you want it? If you're going to hustle in that kind of a magnitude, then obviously you're going to speed up the process of how successful you can be and how fast you can get successful in the music industry.
Definitely, definitely. And such impactful words, really. I'm still thinking to myself.
No stress.
Yeah, thank you for just being real with them about, balancing those plates. And, this is proof, guys, that it can happen. I mean, this is like, this is real proof. I mean, if I may, I actually wanted to, kind of tell the new people a little bit about your portfolio, which we are going to get into. I don't want to
Sure thing.
brag about you too much, but
No stress. Yeah, I like to stay humble at all times. So, but yeah, you can go ahead.
nice. Well, number one, I should mention that he has been a worldwide news, including the U.S. National Times, so that's huge.
Thank you, sir.
Definitely. And he has become the first Indian in the world to be part of the Beat Club that have legendary icons Timbaland, Justin Timberlake, Anderson .Paak, J. Cole, and Scott Storch. He's also been featured twice on Rolling Stone India. Crazy, I know. He's also been on Authority Magazine, which has conducted and coordinated empowering interviews with authorities like Shaquille O'Neal, Floyd Mayweather, Kelly Rowland, Damon John, Lindsay Lohan, and top executive of companies like the Television Academy, Emmys, Wells Fargo, Kroger, Zoom. You better cover your ears because I'm just like reading through.
No stress.
And not to mention, y'all, the plus, she has worked and produced over 200 projects for clients in the past 2 years and is a firm believer
He has studied at Berklee College of Music and has more than 10 certifications in the music industry. He has accumulated hundreds of thousands of views in his career. So, major props to you and all of that.
Thanks.
So,
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Really means a lot.
definitely. And the reason why I am not here to boast or to brag or to make you guys feel bad, this is his portfolio, which I definitely want you guys to really start thinking about, as an artist. This is 2023, and this is the year that most artists are growing and developing their own, career. So that was a portfolio. That was a whole layout of all his accomplishments. And a major reason why I wanted to add that was because to show you guys that all that is possible if you guys really, I know this sounds corny, but I don't really care. Corny, but if you really put your mind to it, all that can be accomplished. And he's living proof of that. And as you can tell, now he's living happily in his career. So I want to kind of ask about forming a portfolio and, getting all of that. What is your experience with making this portfolio? What do you have, and what advice do you have for these new upcoming artists and even, artists who've been in the game for a while that don't even have one yet?
Right. In terms of having a portfolio, it is most important to have one, not to show it off to people, but most importantly, to remind yourself, as in kind of like a reality check, as to where you stand in the music industry and in your music career. And when I had started my music portfolio, I realized where I stood. And over the time, I kept adding on to it. And when I first started, I knew, okay, what can I add to my portfolio? And that's when you realize that there are things you have to accomplish in order to have a portfolio that stands out than the rest. Because, like I told a friend the other day, it's not just about playing the game. And in the game, like, many people are trying to stay one step ahead of everyone else so that they can have progress and succeed. But to be the best of the best, you have to stay three steps ahead so that nothing can compare. Because how I see it is, in terms of a portfolio, yes, it's important to always have one because it is a reality check for yourself as to where you stand in the music industry. Or a career portfolio, and always try to set higher goals and keep adding on to it, as in never be satisfied, which is also my upcoming album name. I'm going to be calling it Never Satisfied because after a lot of thought, I realized that why I pushed so hard to get this type of portfolio is because of my backstory and what I've had to go through to get to this point. So I know the value of what it takes to achieve these kind of things. So never be satisfied, have a portfolio, and always strive to keep adding onto your portfolio. Never be satisfied.
Definitely, definitely. And let's take a pause. You just mentioned a new album. I'm not going anywhere until I hear about this album. Seriously, you can't just leave it like that. Come on, tell me.
All right, all right. So I think when I came on this podcast about nearly 2 years ago, I had discussed about a mixtape, and then after a lot of thought on the process, I decided not to go with the mixtape because the mixtape kind of concept is a little bit outdated now, and it doesn't really work in the new music industry. So after almost a year of thought, I said, let me go all out with my freshman album, which is going to be my first album of my music career. Now, in my album, Never Satisfied, it's not just going to be me. It's not going to be all songs done by me, produced by me. When it comes to myself, I like to have other producers produce my music. And I'm going to have a lot of features on there as well. And basically, my album is going to have no basic stuff, no average stuff. I'm going to go all out, invest how much ever time and money into it to get top-notch producers involved in it, and also top-notch A-list artists on it. And, you know, I wanted to tell a little bit of my story. At the same time, I want to tell a little bit of where I am right now and more of where I'm headed. So I am still planning the whole process, but I have fixed on the name Never Satisfied. I know a couple of really worldwide renowned producers and artists as well. And I'm just waiting for the right time to get in touch with them and ask them to start producing the music for the producers and also the artists to start thinking of concepts and start having discussions with those artists. My focus is not to stay, you know, consolidated or within limits. I want to totally go all out on this album. And the reason I've held off on it till now and even will do for a little bit more is because I want to reach some really big heights before I drop the album. But I'm going to drop that album this year. And that's like an added pressure to me so that I can reach those heights in order to know that I'm going to drop this album. Yes.
Wow. Well, congrats. I already love it. I love it. And I cannot wait for whenever it comes out. How far the album process is it? Like, is it just an idea? Or you guys been working on songs? Like, you know.
I have, it's as of now, to be honest, it's a bunch of concepts. And everything is going to be aligned with the main concept of Never Satisfied, as in I was never satisfied in the past. I'm not satisfied now. And even in the future, I will not be satisfied till my last day, which is the main concept of this album. I have spoken to some big names in the industry, and they are willing to collaborate. And things have been discussed. For example, I'll just throw out a few producer names out there. I have spoken once to Scott Storch, who also was co-producer with Dr. Dre's, you know, huge hits. And I have also spoken to DJ Drama. And I'm in touch with some big names such as those. To have my songs produced, and obviously it's going to come at a cost, which is also being simultaneously you know, sorted out till I reach my other goals to get to that. So it is, like I said, the reason my process did get delayed a little bit for the album and my career was because I realized after doing 10 certifications in the music business that you need to have a good amount of capital to invest in your music. And I give the best example to a lot of upcoming artists or underground artists. I say, would you rather have 1,000 songs and 100 views on each song and like maybe 100 followers on wherever? Or would you have one song and put in all your money into that one song or how much ever and get like 100,000 or 1 million or 10 million views from one song rather than releasing 1,000 songs and
oh, your mic cut off. Well, I'm gonna fill the space while his mic is working. I'm just gonna fill the space with something. If y'all can see the... So I'm just going to just...
Can you hear me now?
Yep, you're good now.
Okay, give me just 1 second while I get my headphones sorted out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, this is the real thing. Whenever you guys get into interviewing or whenever you guys get into music, this is real stuff that happens. So just thought you guys should know, you know, this is real, you know, shit that happens. So. You know, this is real. You know, we're not making this up. This is real. Anyway, I'm going to probably just scroll through IG and just see what's new with you guys. And
let's see. There was a loose connection in my audio interface. So sorry about that, guys, but I'm back.
Nah, I've had a lot of practice with filling spaces, so filling another one will not kill me.
That's super amazing. That's a talent right there as well, improvisation and handling the audience.
100%.
Yes, sir. Yes, so I think I was saying a little bit about, you know, having capital to invest in your music to all artists. It is very important. Because otherwise you're just going to delay your process. And I tell people, sometimes you do have to do what you kind of hate in the short term in order to do what you love in the long term.
Definitely. And what I really love is that whenever you talk about your experiences, it hits hard whenever you talk about it. Like, I know when other people say experiences, it feels fake, you know, like it feels like they didn't actually live through it, but whenever you say it, it's like oh, this is mature, like he really has gone through it all.
Right. Yes, so, that's true.
But yeah, and that's the real thing, you know, so definitely I'm gonna get over that because it still hit me hard.
Thank you.
Still hit me.
Sure thing.
So, let's talk a little bit about this IG post you made 5 hours ago. This IG post, guys, word for word, literally says late night studio sesh, working on something new. Really hope y'all like it. Much love, be blessed. And I love how you put be blessed and put the B.
Yes. Right. So, sometimes people ask me, like, is it because you just want to, like, type in an extra letter? I'm like, no, I have my own style. And I literally have like hundreds of people who just sometimes when they call me or when they text me, they'll end the call with much love, be blessed, because it's become like a signature saying of mine.
Wow.
So, I have people put up WhatsApp statuses and different statuses as much love, be blessed, the same way I spell it and say it. They call me, they end conversations and texts with much love, be blessed. But yes, so speaking a little bit about that post, that is something I'm working on as of now, as my first submission to Beat Club. I have been thinking of different ideas and, you know, working on different stuff, but after a lot of trial and error, I formed that basic equation of that sample which I released on Insta, And that is going to be one of my first submissions to Beat Club. And there are things attributed to that submission, which I am looking forward to. And that was why I found it necessary to put it out there, as I had been putting a few stories on Insta saying that, working on my first submission for Beat Club, etc. And that is after a lot of process, trial and error, what I came up with so far as the basic structure and idea of my first submission.
Nice. That's
Thank you,
really
sir.
amazing, dude. And you will not believe this, but somebody just asked what is Beat Club.
Okay.
I don't know if someone asked, but I'm sure one of you have asked already what is Beat Club. So would you mind we informing our guests about Beat Club?
Awesome. For sure, I would definitely do so. Being a member of Beat Club is obviously a privilege, and it is not something, I don't say it's for privileged people, but I say it is something that is like a elite group of producers from all around the world, which is a select few, even though I say all around the world. It's a select few set of elite producers from around the world who have the portfolio to back that induction into Beat Club. And what is Beat Club? Beat Club is kind of a community where a lot of producers, which is the select few elite, get to have their music placed on different global opportunities. For example, it is where if I made something really dope and which is not basic or average, which is something like the best of the best, kind of a selection. More video, and you would receive a monetary benefit out of that placement. And the person who formed, started, invented Beat Club was Timbaland, along with Justin Timberlake. And then it evolved to having top artists such as Anderson .Paak, Scott Storch, J. Cole, a lot of top-notch artists. So I have basically a community of artists and different opportunities where my monetary benefits out of it, because, as I said, not everyone gets to be part of Beat Club. It is a select few as of now, and whichever or whoever is selected to be part of Beat Club, they have earned that right through their portfolio, music, and experience and other attributes. That's how they get to have this amazing opportunity. And yes, so I'm really happy to be part of Beat Club, and I'm looking forward to my music being placed in some really big opportunities. And you do also get to have meetings, like you get to schedule meetings with Beat Club executives, discuss your career, where you stand, where you come from, where your future vision is. You can also discuss music, for example, one song or 10 songs, or discuss with executives what can be a potential hit for an artist in whichever album. And you would also know, okay, so and so different artists are looking for music for whichever album to whichever label. And you can look at the different aspects of what type of music you can make, knowing that so-and-so artist is looking for a song. For example, I'll just say, like, an artist, say, using DJ Khaled as an example again, if I know that, okay, DJ Khaled is looking for music for his next album, then I would go back and do some research and say, okay, this is the type of music he releases, so I would make something similar, and, you know, I might get placed on his next album as a producer for one of his songs where other artists hop on, or I could become a collaborative producer on his one song or many songs. And I just received an email actually from Beat Club that, you know, a bunch of producers from Beat Club won Grammys, as in they were the producers for some of the Grammys that were won from last night. And I think there were a good like 20 names from Beat Club producers who won Grammys off of last night.
Wow.
Right. And I do have my ultimate goal of winning a Grammy. This could be one way I could earn a Grammy maybe next year. So gonna work towards that as well.
Definitely. That is crazy. That's crazy for Beat Club. That's insane. Right. Wow. You're so lucky. Wow. Y'all see this? Y'all could have been part of Beat Club.
Yeah, so it is a really amazing opportunity, and I'm glad I am now an official member and part of it. I also have the opportunity of scheduling calls with Timbaland to discuss my music personally, one-on-one with him as well. And as I said, with different executives from Beat Club as well. And this is something I earned through, you know, sacrifice, consistency, hard work, persistence, all these different things. And that's why I am part of Beat Club. And I'm not a privileged person, but I am privileged to be part of Beat Club because of, you know, that amazing opportunity that was created by Timbaland, Justin Timberlake, and which evolved into such an amazing thing.
Definitely. And I admire how much, you know, how much you've done, how much you've even improved from the last time. And the last time was 2021. That was only a year and a half ago. Like, look how much you did in the frame of time. That is crazy.
Thank you.
Looking back between now and the last time that we spoke, and during that time and during this time, you know, what's been the biggest, you know, change, you know, improvement? Like, what has really drastically changed for you?
Right. So what has changed for me since the last year, since we had our last interview? Catch up session. Basically, the biggest thing that changed for me was I realized the value of the opportunities that I have in front of me already and how to make the best of it. When I last spoke to you, it was obviously a futuristic, visionary kind of conversation from my side, where I had a lot of aspirations. But this time, I'm more in check with reality. What has changed for me is having a corporate job for the past year and compromising on the time I could have invested more on the music industry and my music career. That really helped me realize the value of what I have at hand. And that is why I kind of also just resigned from my job a few days ago, or about a week ago, because I know that time is of the essence. And if I did this much while having so much time compromised from my corporate life and day job, then how much more I can do with not having a day job. And while having a day job and being in the corporate structure, it really brought me to a reality check as to what I was taking for granted in the past. So now that I am planning on taking my music career to those kind of heights, full-fledged and full-time, I already know the value now of the time I lost because of the time I took for granted earlier. So yeah, and I'm really looking forward to doing music full-time again. I am also going to be working on my first movie very soon as the music director, music producer, and I'm also going to be, you know, working on a lot of things with Beat Club, other connecting with other Beat Club members, other producers, producing for different artists. I have a lot of A-list artists who want me to produce for them. Just want to connect with everyone back on a new level where I have also improved my skill to something else, which is, you know, what I've been working on in regards to quality music. And yes, basically summing all of that down, when you have something at hand and you take it for granted, you realize the value of it when it's gone. As they say, what's that saying? You don't know what you have till it's gone. So it was something like that. And now I realize what I have, and I'm not going to just let it slide or pass by. I'm going to make the best of everything that I have and all the opportunities ahead of me. Yeah, so that's kind of what I have to say.
Wow. You are like brutally honest with them. Wow.
Thank you.
Honest. God, it's telling them, wow. Now let's take a little pause because you just said movie, so now you have to tell us about this movie that you're a part of. So come on, spill the beans.
So I can't really unfortunately get too much into detail, but it is you know, I have had different opportunities for working in movies in the past come across me. And unfortunately, due to certain things that happened along that process of it actually getting started, you know, many movies I was going to be the music director or music and or music producer for, they were going to happen during COVID or before COVID. And I think COVID really changed the whole pathway and traction of what was going to happen. But in regards to this movie, it's something I've always envisioned of doing. When I am a producer, I'm not only working on music production, I always also practice background scores and you know, production for movies based on themes, cinematic music as well. So it's just something that I love as well, and I've always wanted to produce and be the director of the music director of a movie. And now finally it is happening. And like I said, it's not something where it's like, okay, you know, I know so-and-so person, and because of our connection, it's happening. It is pure hard work, which stood out to the movie director. And like I said, my portfolio, which is not just made up. It is something I've put in a lot of time, sacrifice, hard work into, which is why the movie director believed in me and literally blindly said that I'm gonna be the one doing it. So literally didn't look for any other options. Luckily, he had met me, and he fully and confidently trusts my skills and what I'm gonna deliver. And when I say movie, obviously it's not like me just saying, okay, I'm gonna produce for a movie or be the music director for a movie. I also eventually would one day want a movie of mine to win an Oscar for which I produced the background score or music for. So that is also there. So I do have a long-term vision of this not only being my first movie. I don't want this to be my last for sure. And I'm definitely gonna work on that side of the industry as well. Yes.
Well, nice. Well, apparently this movie must be good if you can't say anything about it.
I will definitely reveal more details soon. And, you know, things are still under discussion, as in the whole game plan, I believe, is ready. But till I have authorization from the movie director to release any kind of information about it, unfortunately, I'm bound by those terms to not reveal anything unless approved by the movie director. But I would definitely love to connect with you and reveal it to you first whenever I am approved to do so.
All right, that's all I would be.
You'll be the first for sure.
That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's a normal thing with movies and liability and all that. Just being careful about saying future projects. So yeah, no worries. I totally get it. It's
thanks for understanding.
Yeah, you all good. But this is so exciting. I'm so happy for you and all these new projects coming. This is super exciting. God, wow.
Yes, and none of this. I don't. You know, I am a pretty firm believer in faith. When I say faith, I don't mean religion. I mean your faith to make things happen and what your dreams are to make that a reality. And even like right now, in India, where I'm at right now, it is 5:30 in the morning. But I know connecting with you to do this amazing thing is part of my career, part of your career. And I know the value of it. As I did mention, you know, I wasn't able to do a lot of interviews or magazine articles or anything like that for almost a year because of having a day job. I had to compromise on these things. But now I want to connect with everyone. And for me, it's all about having that faith in making your dreams a reality. And not only that, it is also for me about having a lot to prove. Because when you're, I'm not saying you, but any artist who is an upcoming artist or underground artist, you have to really beat a lot of odds and you have a lot of people to prove wrong in order for them to first start believing in you or your music. So to make that happen and for that to be a reality, you have to have a kind of determination and mindset where no matter who does not believe in you, no matter what odds you have to beat, that you still will have that faith and you will still make it happen. And always trust the process. Don't ruin the progress trying to rush the process, and have faith and it will all happen. And whoever doesn't believe in your music, obviously, or in your talent or your career, It is everyone's choice to have, it's their right of choice, but it is also your right of choice to try and prove anyone right or anyone wrong. And that is all in your control.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more.
Sir. Yes. So, yeah, I mean, it's like, it's amazing. I was going to ask you, if you don't mind. I hope you don't mind me asking you a question.
No, go ahead.
Awesome. So I see how you've been, you know, I read you've done over 1,000 interviews with different artists, producers, people from the music industry, executives. I'm sure when you started as well, you had a vision, you had a passion, and you were out and set to do something and make a career out of it, or, you know, chase your passion. But if you don't mind me asking, what do you feel you're headed towards in terms of your goals with, you know, you have different shows now, the podcast, the revisions, the different aspects to all your shows. What would be your dream to make out of all of these or some of these?
Well,
I hope you don't mind me asking. I know it's right straight in the face, but I was just inquisitive. I hope you don't mind me asking. Because I see your drive and passion. So
thank you. With this show and with any other project that I ever really do, it's about really pushing through with the project and just, you know, making sure that it keeps growing. Of course, I've been doing this, you know, show. 2023 will now, well, for this show, it'll be 3 years that I've been doing this. The biggest thing that I've always been, you know, passionate for is to push it further and further, you know. Because I feel like, you know, I feel like as a person, you know, I feel, you know, even for a show like this, you know, I'm never really fully, I never fully understand everything, which is why the show's not over or why I haven't given up yet, because there's things that I haven't like grasped on yet, you know, like
things.
I feel like a new podcaster already. I still feel new, so that's what keeps it going and why I really hope for is that I keep growing as a person and as a podcaster going and to keep reaching out. Amazing. Every single day I keep seeing new artists out there. Like every single day there's a new artist, you know, that I don't know about, that I've never even heard about. And and not saying I feel bad or anything, but they deserve they deserve a spotlight. They deserve, you know, more views. You know, they deserve so much. And, you know, to be honest, who else is going to give them a platform, to be honest? So I feel like I still got more work to do. So, you know, again, my whole thing is to keep going. And with the new shows, you know, the new shows that I'm doing, the new, the all projects that are on the way, that's growing my franchise. That's growing. Amazing. That's growing, that's outreaching, that's getting more networks out there, because I want to keep networking, I want to keep meeting people, I want to keep growing the brand, and I want to reach as many people as possible, you know, and
amazing.
I feel like I'm not done with that yet. I feel like I haven't met everybody yet. I feel like my circle is small. I feel like it's so fucking small, and I feel like it's I feel like I'm still not meeting everybody. So I just want to keep meeting you and keep doing this, you know, like
you.
This channel, you guys, I'll be doing for the next 10 years, you know, just so you know.
Amazing.
Probably for the next 10 years. Because there's always new people out there. There's always music out there, you know, there's always going to be people, you know, who's making music that needs a spotlight. So
true. And That's really nice of you, honestly, and that's a very genuine intention. And I did know that of you because I did read that somewhere. I'm not quite sure where, in one of the pages of Wrap It Up podcast, which is this show name. Guys, this is Musically, who is, the host of Wrap It Up podcast. He's an amazing person. And I did read somewhere where you said that something like there is so much amazing talent out there and they all deserve to be heard. They have a voice and sometimes they are the voice for other people. So it's amazing that you give this platform, which is really a genuine intention. And it's an amazing thing. And I also did see where you said by this year end, you were trying to have all the artists go on YouTube. So there's one more link to access, easy access for people who wanna, know more about different artists or producers. That's also really nice of you. I did see that somewhere as well.
Oh yeah. YouTube. That's another one. That's another goal of mine, is to keep putting my show on different platforms. So I finally found a website, which I might as well tell you about because,
awesome.
It's called Adori Studio, and okay. I have been searching for literally a year for a platform that allows me to put on every single episode. So now all episodes, including this one, will be on YouTube between now and next year. You know, by the end of next year, all the episodes will be on, hopefully, will be on YouTube and be able to be seen. And that's something that, I'm also working on. So again, reaching out, you guys as much platform as possible. Make sure you guys are getting as much love as possible because we all need it. We all love. We need love and support. And
we need that's it. Super dope. Yes, that is so true. Everyone's trying to compete and be so aggressive. And I think the most important thing in your journey in the music industry should be to show love and to enjoy the process. Obviously, you have to put in the work, etc., but enjoy the process, guys, because to be part of the music industry is a thrill and it's an amazing thing. So I'm always reminded, and I also remind myself, to always enjoy this process and to always show love. Be kind, be gentle with everyone out there. There are a lot of people, like Musically just said, who, we need to show love to, we need to be kind to, be gentle with. And, that is what this world is. We are all in this together, and enjoy every moment of your life because it is a blessing. It is a once in a lifetime kind of thing, and you need to enjoy the process. So always keep that in mind for everyone who is going through whatever, or helping others get through whatever. And yes, keep showing love, enjoy every moment.
Yes, definitely. And my biggest thing too is making sure you guys are really manifesting this moment so you guys don't ever quit. I know it's hard, you guys. I know it's hard to turn away from music because there's not a lot going on. But that just means that you're in a rut and that you're just going through something. But you guys should never quit on music because we need more music now more than ever. So yes, definitely just keep pushing yourselves out there. It's hard. True. I know it's so hard. It would be so easy, right, to just quit. It'd be so easy to just turn off SoundCloud. Yeah. It'd be easy, right? Yeah. But it's worth it in the long run when you make a project that you really care about and that musicians alike love your project. True. And love you for that. So
yes,
that's something that I really pray that all of you listening, really get through to your head about, and just keep it up, guys. And we need more music. So the more music there is, more artistry, just more and more and more. So
and more. Yes, sir. You got that right. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. I like the way you put that. You know, you said it would be really easy to just quit, but you know, you started for a reason. There's a purpose behind everything, and never quit, because it is the easiest thing to do. It's always easy to do the wrong thing and difficult to do the right thing. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. But at the end of the day, you know, you've done your part, and hard work always pays off. And, you know, music is not just something some people listen to. It is a global language, a universal language, and it can either help you, you know, sometimes also to pull through whatever you're going through, whichever times, or it is an amazing, miraculous kind of, what I'd say is unbelievable thing. And keep pushing, never quit, keep making amazing music, and keep telling your story.
Amen, amen to that, definitely.
Yes, yeah. Sir. Sorry, yeah. Sound like a preacher right now.
I don't know why I said that, but I just felt like it was the right moment. It's like one of those things where it was the right moment, you just have to say it.
Right, yes, sir. That's true, that's true.
Yeah.
It's like one of those Steve Harvey kind of moments. Sorry. Oh man, I hope he doesn't hear that.
Oh God. But anyway, thank you so much for asking me that. Like, it was it's important for them to really know, because they think it's just fun and games. They think the show is just fun and games, but behind the scenes, I'm looking out for you guys, and I'm giving you guys all the tools you'll need, you know, to really put yourself out there. So definitely, for sure. And again, thank you for asking questions like that. You've got to ask
me. You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Definitely, definitely. You know, it's not a one-way thing, for sure. And good to hear those things and know those things as well. So it's always a learning process. From here as well. Good to know more about you as well.
Definitely, for sure, for sure, absolutely. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. Why didn't I go specifically into EQ? Why didn't I just go into everything about his portfolio? Why didn't I just like go specifically, you know? Because guys, he's been here before. We already have an interview that goes through all of that. It's in the archives. I'm just kidding, it's not in the archives. I'm just joking. But if you guys are more curious about his background and about just really the beginning, the episode is called EQ WizKid, which I gotta ask, do you still go by WizKid or?
Right, so I go by EQ, but the WizKids is what I call everyone who supports my music. I don't call them my fans, I call them my family, and they're the WizKids. It's something I did establish, a short while before I first caught up with you on the last episode. So everyone basically who supports my music, I call them WizKids, because they're part of my movement. And as per the definition goes, it's why, you know, I came up with that terminology. And it's a respectful way of, you know, mentioning and relating to and you know, calling my followers, supporters, etc.
Definitely. Yes. So y'all, I'm an official WizKid. I'm just gonna be honest. I'm an official WizKid.
That's dope.
Definitely. And You know, I've been supporting you. I've been liking your
Yes,
posts.
sir. Thank
You
you. Thank you. Means the world to me.
Definitely. And again, much love here. I'm always pushing artists out there that deserve it. And you are insanely talented. So definitely the praise and promotion is well deserved. So
thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. That's really kind of you. And it's obviously a pleasure to always be on here and have a session with you and laugh a little, tell a little, discuss a little, go back and forth, explore where we were, where we are at, where we're headed. This is always an amazing thing to be on, and Wrap It Out podcast is an amazing platform. And guys, Musically is a really nice guy and an amazing personality, and it's just a super awesome thing that he's developed and established this platform for every artist out there, every producer, everyone in the music biz. And keep doing your thing, and you're also doing amazing musically.
Oh my god, guys, my face.
No, you're doing an amazing thing.
I don't know how to respond to that, so I'm just going to take it in.
Yes, sir.
But I just wanted to say this for you guys, just so you guys know that you are an amazing friend. I'm so
Thank
blessed
you.
And lucky to have met you. Which,
you,
by
sir.
The way, guys, I also wanted to say, some people thought that I met EQ through my Instagram, because a lot of people that I know are from Instagram, but actually EQ came from MTS Management. They emailed me. Literally, I am not lying to you. They literally emailed me promoting EQ. The headline, EQ unveils new single, Party All Night Out, August 6th. And I was like, huh? Who's this? I love that song. And I still listen to it nowadays. Actually,
thank you.
Last month, actually, I hosted a party at my job. Actually, I hosted a company party, and I was in charge of the playlist, right? I was in charge of the playlist. And I was trying to remember, because I didn't want to, because, people thought, oh, he's going to play some pop music. He's going to do all this. And I wish they would shut up, because they don't know me. So I put all the
Nice.
And I was trying to remember. I was trying to remember, what is that song? Because your song was all stuck in my head. So I was like thinking, oh, God, where is that song from?
Okay.
And I saw that email again. I'm like, oh, shit, that's you. So.
Oh, damn. Oh, wow. So did you say, like, the song got played at your office party? If I
I played it a little.
Oh, wow, amazing. That's amazing. Wow. That's so shocking, because, like, even the other day, I was, having a day off a couple of weeks ago, and I just randomly did a cover of some song, which... Man, I do a lot of, recordings regularly, so I don't remember which song it was. And I just, forwarded the MP3 version onto my job main group. And, people went, like, wild, and they were like, man, I didn't know you could sing like that, and I didn't know you could do this stuff and all that. And then I was sitting at my desk, and someone came up to me, and he was like, hey, man, thanks for forwarding the song on the group. It was my kid's 2-year-old birthday party just last weekend, and we invited a whole ton of people. And while cutting my kid's cake, I played your song. And I was just like, no way. I didn't even think, I thought it would be like, everyone's going to listen to it like just one time on the group and then move on with their lives. and he told me, I reacted the same way I just did right now. I was like, no way. I said,
whoa.
Crazy. There's nothing less than that kind of recognition. And I didn't have anything to say back. I was just shocked. I was just like mind blown. And I was like, wow, I didn't know it can have that type of an impact. So yeah, something relatable to what you said. I'm so happy that, you know, you played it at your office, and that just makes what I'm trying to achieve. Like, it's not about just getting famous and making money and all that stuff. It's like, you know, your music has to have an impact on this world. And I guess it is having an impact on the world, which is super amazing. And thanks for doing that. That's super dope of you.
Yeah. Perfect, because it was actually a bar party.
Oh, nice. And it was a party song.
I felt like it was a perfect song to put on.
Super dope. That's so nice of you. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Oh, wow.
I mean, that was literally the first time that I even heard of you. That was literally the first time. And literally, right, as soon as I read it, it was like, all inquiries should be sent to this email. I was like, yep, I'm reaching out to this guy right now. I'm literally reaching away.
And I didn't know that a management group reached out to you, and that's how you got to learn about me. But I'm glad the word is spreading. So that's an amazing thing.
Definitely. Like, a small percentage of my guests actually came from NTS Management. I don't know how they reached out to me, but for some reason I got my email from somewhere, and now they send me emails like of just musicians, you know, when they publish
amazing
stuff. Every time I email in there, I like, I'm emailing you, hello.
That's super dope.
So yeah. Again, I'm super proud, and I'm so happy for you. I'm so excited for all of your, you know, upcoming projects. And, you know, always here for you. I'm always looking out for you. And
respect.
You know,
respect.
You are incredible. And
Thank you, sir.
I'm so happy for you. And, you know,
thank you, sir. Same here too. Super happy to be on here. Super happy for you as well. And much love right back, and to everyone out there listening to this as well. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, to all of you, thank you guys so much for watching. If this is your first time meeting EQ, he's a really great guy. So down below, I put some links down below of all his socials if you guys are interested in hitting him up or just talking, collabs going, whatever the hell y'all want to do. You know, that's there for you. And EQ, is there any lastly things you would like to say? Any advice? Any lastly things you'd like to say to the audience?
Yeah, I'd like to say, you know, a huge, huge, huge thank you from the bottom of my heart to everyone who has supported me in any way and in each and every way. You know, it's not something I take for granted. Even someone who listens to my song, even if it's for 5 seconds, I don't take it for granted, even though I might not know who is listening to my music. But I really appreciate everyone who has believed in me, has been a supporter. And, you know, I'm always there for y'all back. And, you know, I'm on to something, and I always appreciate the continued support and belief. And yes, for all the musicians, producers, artists, managers, DJs, whichever aspect of the music industry you are, you know, do feel free to reach out to me, and I'd be more than happy to connect y'all to whoever, wherever. And if anyone's looking for advice, if there's anyone out there who just needs, you know, someone to talk to, someone to be in connection with, whether it be related to the music industry or not, I'm always here for y'all. And a huge thank you. Yes, sir.
Well said, well said, well said indeed. God, I'm gonna load
Thank
off because this is so much that's hitting on me.
Thank you, especially to Musical.ly and this amazing platform, the Wrap It Out podcast. Guys, Musical.ly also has a new show now called Inside the Wrap, where it's a process of music review, etc. And it's an amazing process and an amazing idea. So, all of y'all do stay tuned to Musical.ly, connect with him on Insta, on all the socials of Wrap It Out podcast. Stay tuned to all the updates. And he's also got a lot of amazing things coming your way. So do show the love, do show the support, the continued support. And most of all, thank you, Musical.ly, for your time and for this amazing opportunity and platform and for for making this happen.
Definitely. Oh, you are making me cry, God.
Yes, sir.
The thank you so much for,
Thank you.
supporting me.
For
It's from
sure.
all my heart. Thank you. And thank you all so much
Most
for
definitely.
listening. Money Moves is out on all platforms, so make sure you guys check it out. Make sure you guys check out HQ. He's everywhere you find him. Everywhere you can literally see it. He's got a lot in the works. So y'all make sure to be on the lookout for that. Of course, y'all, this show is everywhere as well. And of course, Inside the Wrap is new. And it's out there too, so definitely check it out. And new projects on the way. And yeah. Other than that, though, thank you again for being here, for taking your time out of
Thank
your
you so
day
much.
to do this.
Most definitely.
Thank you guys so much for watching, and God,
Yes.
I am just overwhelmed by
That's amazing.
more than I thought I would. So this is
Yes, sir.
crazy.
That's amazing.
So anyway, this.
Yes.
Anyway, y'all,
Yes, guys. This your boy EQ, as we always do it, giving you the best. And we've got a lot more coming out. Stay tuned for more updates. This your boy EQ signing out. Much love. Be blessed.
be blessed.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, y'all, I will catch y'all later on the flip side, which ironically I interviewed somebody named Flip Side, so it's ironic, I know. It's killing you. Anyway, y'all, I will catch you guys next time. Enjoy the interviews, enjoy yourselves, be kind to one another, keep supporting, and don't do drugs. Love y'all. Peace out.
Peace out.
You know, man.